Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Tuesday, guys. Thanks for being with us. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, LeBron James might be getting ready to retire, or is it just one big troll? That announcement is coming up at noon. I don't want to talk about it, but we're going to talk about it coming up here on the show. I was reading this yesterday. I thought this was fascinating. You know how we always discuss on this show that different times, different eras in sports lend themselves to different behaviors, right? So we joke about smoking taking place in football. Like the Hogs, very famously here in D.C., the offensive line for the Redskins that won 3 Super Bowls. These guys were thick as thieves, amazing, and they would drink beer after practice. They would just go out to the shed, essentially, and just drink. Didn't matter. So in the early 80s, late 70s as well, cocaine was a big problem, particularly in the NBA. It was a problem everywhere. This showed up on my newsfeed. What does it say about my newsfeed? Like, hey, you'd enjoy this story about cocaine, wouldn't you? But Spencer Haywood, who is a basketball Hall of Famer, he played in the ABA and the NBA, and he's very famously responsible for the reason why kids are able to leave college early for the pros, because back in his day, you had to stay 4 years out of college or out of the high school ranks before you were allowed to go to the pros. And he sued. He went to the Supreme Court. He won that decision. And that was really the avenue for today's athletes to be able to leave for the NBA early. But he was telling the story on some sort of podcast how in 1980, he was playing for the Lakers. And the Lakers went on to win the world championship that year. That was Magic's rookie year. And so he was on the team. And he had such a problem with cocaine at the time. The coach said, hey, you need to stay clean for the finals. And he was like, okay, I'll do it. But he couldn't do it. So he went home one day right during the week of practices before game one. He smokes a bunch of coke. And then he didn't calm down in time. So he had some Quaaludes. And then he goes to practice, falls asleep at practice. And then I believe it was Paul Westphal who said, all right, go home. Go home, you're done. And he didn't get to play the finals because of that. Got a ring. He's a Hall of Famer. But what a crazy time in particular sports where, I don't want to say this is commonplace, but it was certainly a problem in different areas. And obviously things are much different now.
Yeah, it's hard for me to say because I was born in 1988. So like I wasn't like alive and kicking and really know what the decade was about. But like, is this what the 80s were, Jakes? Like, I honestly don't know. Did everybody do drugs?
Well, I mean, I was, you know, 7 at the time, so it wasn't exactly in my heyday. But, yes, you know, cocaine was a huge, huge deal. Like, it was very much part of this exuberant lifestyle that people lived during that decade, right? Where people were discovering this drug for the first time. And that's why they say, if you hear people talking about the 80s, they call it the big 80s. Like, it was big hair. The music was very bombastic. The way people dressed was very bright and colorful and kind of in your face. People were making a lot of money, particularly on Wall Street. They were doing drugs. And it was just like this one big party for a decade. And there were athletes that certainly took advantage of that. And Spencer Haywood also said, you know, the NBA asked me to sort of walk away because I had such a big drug problem. And it was such a big problem. They didn't need another big name having an issue. So I'm not advocating for drugs, but I do think it is fascinating how different leagues evolve, because this was a real problem. Like, just like later on in baseball, steroids were a problem. Or then, you know, weed becomes a problem in football, or sometimes in basketball now. But it just goes to show how things evolve over time. But this was an interesting story that was very, you know, very extreme compared to some that we heard during that time.
I feel like it was a problem in baseball as well. And, like, I don't want to drop names without, like, making sure I know who actually did it. But, like, the 86 Mets, like, am I misremembering here? I feel like they were kind of partiers, too. Like, you don't hear about this in baseball or basically any sport now, because I feel like athletes are so focused on eating clean and keeping their body like a temple so they can play into their 40s. Mm-hmm. But back then, I feel like they fully embraced the full lifestyle of, like, what people imagine a pro athlete's lifestyle to look like.
Oh, totally. Dwight Gooden, Daryl Strawberry. I mean, part of their careers were derailed because of drug use. This is pretty well documented. Imagine playing for the Mets when they won a world title in 86, I think, and being in New York City and being celebrated the way they were. You know, during that time frame, it had to be just like one big party. I can't even imagine sort of the lifestyle that they were living at that time.
Well, and also people didn't have camera phones. So, like, they can go and do whatever, and it's just like, okay, it's your word against some random person on the street. It's like, okay, like, the gossip, you know, column is reporting it, but it's like, what are you going to do? There's no proof.
No, it's true. And now, look, on radio you do smelling salts. What happened to our smelling salts, by the way? Gone. Somebody stole them. I used to sniff smelling salts. That was less than a year ago, and I will never do that again. It was a terrible mistake. What is LeBron going to do today? Is it going to be a mistake at noon? Yeah, God. Either way, I'm not going to be pleased about this. So LeBron has announced the second decision today at noon Eastern. So what, 9 o'clock on the West Coast? So the thought process is that this is going to be an announcement of his retirement, or it's going to be some sort of ad. Like, remember when Snoop Dogg, during the past year, remember when he tweeted, oh, I've given up smoke? And for like 24 hours, people were like, good for you, Snoop. It's good for you to take care of your health. Long-term weed usage probably isn't good for you. I'm glad you're committing to your family and a healthier lifestyle. And then 24 hours later, he's like, I've given up smoke because I use the smokeless grill or something stupid. And it was like, oh, okay. This is all one big ad. So it could be an ad. Maybe LeBron is going to be sponsored by Amazon Prime this season. Who knows? Or maybe he's actually walking away. What do you think is going to happen?
I feel like we are all so jaded when it comes to ads, because this is what we see on social media every single day. And it's even from, like, your neighbor down the street. People who are not even famous, where they tell this long sob story about, like, oh, our dog passed away. And that's why now we use pet insurance from Pharmaw. And you're like, what? Stop using personal stories to sell things. We got to stop doing this. But back to LeBron. It just feels very, I don't know, peculiar that Prime Days on Amazon are coming up. I don't know if it's this week or next. But here's the thing. I believe the NBA also has a deal with Amazon where they're going to be showing the NBA on Amazon. So there's just a lot of things to make you a little suspicious of this. But if he is retiring, it would be his 23rd season for number 23. And it does make a ton of sense. And if we know LeBron, we know that he loves attention. And I do think he's going to want a farewell tour. So whenever he does retire, I do think he announces it, and maybe this is this.
Either way, I hate this. I absolutely hate this. I think it's an ad. First of all, why?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are you doing this so early? I think it might be a partnership with Prime. Why do you want to do it early with Amazon Prime Day today and tomorrow? Because the earlier, the more people can get online and start shopping, right? You don't want to do this late. Take advantage of Prime Day. Number two, when he posted that video of the second decision, this snippet, this 10-second video, I didn't recognize the interviewer, and it looked like the most generic basketball court on the planet. It looked like something that might be a soundstage. So I think this is an ad. So if that's what this is, it's so lame to draw all of our attention to this. And by the way, because people think it might be a retirement, tickets for Lakers games are going through the roof right now. Like the baseline tickets are more than $500 easy. And then if it's not, if it's an actual retirement, this is pretty self-indulgent. Like, let me give you one big announcement to tell you that I'm retiring. You can just tell everyone. You can release a statement. You don't need to have the second decision. Like, the original decision was derided, and I think rightfully so, because you made this decision to leave your hometown, and I know it went back. And now we see kids all the time when they commit somewhere saying, I'm going to take my talents, and that's because of LeBron. So, either way, I'm not thrilled with this. But I do think if I had to choose, I think it might be an ad.
I don't know. It could be both. It could be his retirement sponsored by Prime.
True.
But this is what we've come to expect from LeBron. And I do think this is another thing people like hold against him when you compare him with Michael Jordan, because that comparison is always going to exist. It's like the old heads are like, Michael Jordan would never. Even though didn't Michael Jordan like unretire and put out press releases? And here's the thing, it's difficult to compare eras because, you know, social media was not a thing back then. And here's the thing, like, this is also how you play the game. I think we all kind of wrestle with this, is that you kind of have to be self-serving and facing towards yourself to be popular on social media. Like, from a marketing standpoint, you have to hit people over the face with stuff. So I will say from that standpoint, and somebody who has wanted a career in Hollywood, I just saw this the other day where there is a movie shooting in New York with Mark Wahlberg where LeBron James is listed as a producer. So he's somebody who knows the power of social media marketing. He knows that you have to play the game. He lives in L.A. Like, this is what everybody does. So I think that it's just part of what makes LeBron LeBron.
Also, here's the thing. He's played with Bronny, okay? People forget he has another son, Bryce, who is at Arizona this year. Why don't you want to play with Bryce? What did Bryce do to you? Why just Bronny? Like, if LeBron sticks around for another season, I mean, he could easily pull the same strings that he pulled with the Lakers and get Bryce to go somewhere or leave and play with Bryce for a season. He said that was his dream, to play with his son, but you got two sons. Why not play with Bryce as well? Maybe that is another mark in the idea that, okay, this is an ad because he wants to play with Bryce as well. I don't know. I'm just speculating. I just don't understand why you wouldn't want to play with both guys when you have the ability, because he was great last year. Even as old as he is, he's still very productive.
There was a lot that went into the discussions, though, about Bronny, right? And I'm not sure if he wants to relive that, because I don't think that went as well as he thought it was going to go in his head, right? I feel like it went into like him arguing with all these pundits, with Stephen A, like saying, don't talk about my son. What are we supposed to do? Like, these are basketball analysts, and he is a basketball player. Like, this is what they're literally paid to do. So I don't know if he wants to relive that experiment again. So I don't know. It's hard to know what's going on in LeBron's head, because I feel like sometimes the things that he does, you're like, why would you do that? But also, do you think he's concerned with his legacy? Because that's another thing I was thinking about. Like, do you think he wants to go out as somebody who looks like a very good basketball player in his prime? Or do you think he wants to keep slogging away? Like, maybe some of this is tied to his faith in the Lakers organization, Maybe he doesn't believe that this is a team that's going to win a championship. I feel like there are so many things that could go into this.
It's true. Maybe he's going to make Space Jam 3. Maybe he sits down and says, guess what, guys? Space Jam 3 coming soon to a theater near you. Streaming on Amazon Prime, my new sponsor. I'm sponsored by Amazon Prime this season. After every game, yeah, Prime Performance. Prime Performance from the Lakers tonight. And you're like, oh, my God. Will LeBron stop with this, please? Yeah, I was really frustrated before the game. The muscle cream that I use here in the trainer's room, we're out. But thank God Amazon was there. Same-day delivery. So that's why I'm a member of Amazon Prime. I mean, stranger things have happened. I mean, we're slowly moving towards advertisements on college football uniforms. That's going to be a thing here in 2 or 3 years. So nothing would surprise me at this point. But as far as LeBron's legacy is concerned, look, even if he plays another year, he's still going to be really good. Like 24 points, almost 8 boards, 8 assists a game last season. He still plays at a high level. And to me, when you look at his basketball career, yeah, I'm not a believer that if he tails off over the past couple of seasons, it means anything. Like, it doesn't take away anything that he's accomplished. I will say, though, that his longevity and his ability to produce at a high level over such a long period of time is, to me, the most remarkable thing about his career.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the one thing that it feels like maybe he has over Michael Jordan. Right? The fact that he has been productive for longer in his career, because I don't know, like, if I'm misremembering this, but like the final years for Michael Jordan were certainly not his best years. He was not somebody who was like firing on all cylinders when he was with the Wizards, right? Like, please correct me if I'm wrong.
He was
but
fine.
It didn't feel like he was
right.
But like he wasn't Michael Jordan.
No, he wasn't nearly like in his prime. No question about it. I think he averaged 20 points even a game. So he was fine, but certainly not to MJ standards. You're right about that.
Right. So that's the one thing that LeBron has over MJ. So why not ride it out? Why not keep playing? Or maybe he's just mad that it feels like maybe he's not the face of the league anymore, because it doesn't feel like he really is.
No, he's not. Or, I mean, he's right there. He's still LeBron. You know, he's still LeBron. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's announcing another banana boat trip. I just want you guys to know, me and my buddies, we're getting ready to hang out again just before the season gets underway. And the season is coming. NBA season gets underway October 21st. So 2 weeks from today, we get NBA action. And you know, you talk about taking care of your body. What did MJ do back in the day? Smoke cigars, play golf, drink beer, gambled. You know, things have changed in a big way. Coming up next here on the show, we're going to let D-Day and Double D bring the takes and tell you what we think on this Tuesday morning. It is a daily tip, and it's here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.